this past season of yours, you had a pretty standout season. You know, you had your first AHL goal this year. In fact, you had two of them, which had to have been pretty spectacular. And you really came up big in assists and, of course, in your specialty on the penalty kill and things like that. So just talk to me a little bit about what this past season was like for you as far as how you feel your development went and how your game was.
Yeah, I felt this past year was a good year. You know, I had ups and downs from that time where I didn't play for a while and just being in a lineup, but I think it just taught me, you know, that just to keep working hard and, you know, just keep working in practice and just keep trying to get better. And I feel that's what I did this year throughout the whole course of the year. I spent a lot of time with Donal, whether it was before or after practice, just working on little things. And I think he really helped me get a lot better this year, just picking me apart in video and just working on those little things that he thought I needed to do to get better. Yeah, that experience was great. You know, I think he really helped me out a lot the last 2 years. He's a great coach. I was very fortunate to be able to play for him the last 2 years and be able to work with him. He's just such a good teacher, and, you know, he cares a lot. He cares a lot about my development, and so just all the time he put in, whether it was watching video or, you know, going on early for practice or staying late, and, you know, it was just the amount of care he put in and the effort he put in, which helped me better myself as a hockey player, and can't be thankful enough for. I think he helped me tremendously these past 2 years as a player, both not only, you know, different stuff within the game, but also just the little details, whether it was skating or positioning on the ice and where to put my hand on my stick and different things like that. And I think he just incredibly helped me a lot this past year to get better and, you know, to be in the lineup at the end of the year.
It's interesting to hear you talk so fondly about Donal and how helpful he was. Connor Chris said practically the same thing when we talked to him towards the end of the year when he was in Brampton about, you know, how Donal helped him rehab after his last injury and whatnot. So it seems that the coaching staff really was focused on helping you guys be the best you could be.
Yeah, exactly. They put in the time and they spend hours and hours watching video, and not only that, but just on the ice as well with us, and, you know, trying to take what they see in the video and try and, you know, put it into us as a player and help us get better from what they saw, and then, you know, implement that into our games.
You said, you know, that Donal was always willing to come in early before practice or stay late after. I hear that you're notoriously one of the first at the rink, so early is always good for you, right?
Yeah. It's one of the first things I do is after I eat breakfast, morning practice, I usually go and eat dough and, you know, watch video from the previous, either previous night's game or, you know, from game earlier in the week. And then, you know, there's just talk and figure out what we need to work on that week in practice or that day and just what we can do to get better.
Why is it so important for you? You know, Sylvain Lefebvre spoke your praises over and over again whenever we would speak to him about you, and even, you know, other guys in the room, other training staff or coaches always talked about your work ethic and how hard you work, how much time you put in on and off the ice. Is that something that's always just been instilled in you to work hard and just want to constantly better yourself, and how important is that to you to be such a hard worker?
That's probably the most important thing to me, is to always work my hardest in everything I do, not just hockey. But and I think that was just instilled in me when I was a little kid with my parents. You know, they've been two of the hardest working people I've ever known. Just, you know, they're always doing whatever they could to help me and my sisters out, you know. And, you know, they both work lots of overtime and, you know, multiple jobs to be able to help me play hockey and pursue my dream to play college hockey and play in the NHL. And, you know, so just watching them work and just the way they raised me as a kid, I think is why I am who I am today and why I work as hard as I do to continue to pursue my dream. I'm not there yet, and, you know, it's little things every day that, you know, I just try and get better at and just try and work harder than everyone else, even when no one's watching, and hopefully, you know, I can get to the next level.
That sounds like a good plan to me. You mentioned, you know, that this being a dream of yours ever since you were a little kid. So let's go back to the early days of Josiah Didier. When's the first that you remember putting on a pair of skates?
Well, I don't remember the first time I put on skates, but my parents have told me I was 18 months old when I was first on ice.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how soon did you know that you wanted to be a hockey player?
Then the first time I was on a team, I was 5. So I think between then, I took a lot of skating lessons. And then once I started playing hockey, it was when I was about 5 years old.
And you knew that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah. I loved it. From the very first time I picked up a hockey stick and just... you know, that's just what I wanted to be. I remember when I was in kindergarten, like, they would ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be a professional hockey player. And the teacher's like, no, really, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a professional hockey player.
It's a job, don't you know?
So, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So did you, at that age, did you kind of just get assigned to be a defenseman, or did you choose at some point to be a defenseman? And I guess I should ask, were you always a defenseman, or did you start out as a forward?
No, I actually wasn't a defenseman until I was 12. I was a forward up until then.
And what made you change?
The coach pushed me when I was 12 to defense because I was the best backward skater at the time. So he's like, we really want you to play defense. So I played defense and loved it, and it's been there ever since.
So then from there, well, let me ask you this. So what, did you watch a lot of hockey when you were a kid? Was hockey on in the house? Did you have a favorite team that you followed when you were a young kid?
Yeah. Hockey was always on. My dad, he's from Chicago, and he's a huge Chicago Blackhawks fan. So growing up, we were always watching the Hawks, and then being from Colorado when I was 3, I think, that was when the Avalanche moved here.
Uh-huh.
So then I was the Avalanche were my favorite team growing up, and just watching, like, Joe Sakic, he was my favorite player. But that rivalry between the Avalanche and the Red Wings growing up was one of my favorite things ever to watch, with Patrick Waugh and Lindstrom and Yzerman and all those guys.
That's a good time to be an Avalanche fan.
What was that? Sorry.
I said that's a good time period to be an Avalanche fan.
Yeah, it was 2 cups, and it was fun to watch.
So what was it like for you then to get drafted to the USHL and really start to see your hockey career get started?
Yeah, it was very, very cool, and it all happened pretty fast, too. To go from, like, I guess when you're younger, you don't really know how it all works, but then as you get older and this is the next step that I need to take, and pretty cool. I committed to Denver before I went to go play juniors in Cedar Rapids. As far as drafted to Cedar Rapids, I was already committed to Denver, and to be able to go there and then develop for a year before I went to Denver, that was a fun time, and it was just the next level, you know.
Absolutely. What was that like for you, committing to Denver and knowing that you were going to play college hockey?
It was another dream come true. Ever since I was a little kid, not only watching the Avalanche growing up, I always went to the University of Denver hockey games, and that was my dream school growing up. And when I got the call and was recruited there and, you know, was offered a scholarship there, I didn't believe it at first. I remember talking to my parents right after I got offered, and I was like, did he just say what I think he said? Like, is this really happening? So that was a pretty special time, both for me and my family as well, and to be able to play college hockey in my hometown and for the dream school and a better unbelievable education as well, which is something I always wanted to do, was get my education.
That was kind of going to be my next question. Was it more that you wanted to play college hockey, or was it kind of a combination of that and you wanted to get an education as opposed to pursuing maybe a junior career?
Yeah, it was a combination of both. Ever since I was younger, and my mom, she was always big on education, and she really wanted me to get my degree, and so she instilled that into me, and because hockey is not going to last forever, and so I really wanted to make sure I got a degree, and being able to play college hockey on top of getting a college degree, there's nothing else I could ask for, and it was just the perfect fit and the perfect path for me, and it also gave me 4 more years to develop as a player, not only skill wise but physically. I was pretty small my freshman year. And by small, I don't mean short. I mean weight-wise, and not a lot of muscle and everything. And so I think those 4 extra years of college really helped me grow as a player, both physically and skill-wise as well.
And most likely maturing as well. You as far as leadership skills and whatnot, you served as an alternate for a couple of years, correct?
Yeah, I was my junior year. We had a new coach kind of in my junior year, so we had three captains. We were all C's, so we were all like tri captains, I guess you could call it.
Okay.
And then my senior year, I was an alternate captain.
What was that like for you, getting bestowed that kind of honor and responsibility to be put in a not just leadership around the room, but an actual leadership position where you were, you'd be mentoring younger players and whatnot?
Yeah, that took a lot of pride in it. It was an honor, to be a captain at such a prestigious hockey university, and, all the captains that have come before me, and, it was pretty cool, and it was very special, to be named a captain and an alternate captain, and just to be able to mold younger players, not only in hockey, but to help them, with classes and, just the college life and what they need to do, and, just be able to watch them grow as well. And, I know I made an impact on a few players, they've told me specifically, and, they'll be friends for life.
That's amazing. What did you major in, by the way?
What was that? Sorry.
What did you major in?
Oh, sorry. I majored in business administration.
Oh, great. So do you have any, not that that's coming anytime soon, but was that kind of just a general major for you that you thought could be useful later? Is there something specific that you think later in life you'd like to do?
No, I haven't really thought about later in life. Just my focus is on hockey right now. That's what it was on in college as well. But, I know I want a degree, and I know I've always been fascinated by businesses and the business aspect. And, I thought that would be, having an internal business degree would, help me on the future of my hockey career is over, and, I'm not sure what aspect of business I'd want to get into, but I know something in business, I think, is where I'd like to go.
Sure. So tell me just briefly what it was like to realize that dream of playing college hockey. I know from covering, it took just one experience of covering the Frozen Four to discover how wild and crazy and exciting college hockey can be. What was it like for you playing at University of Denver, and how is the game at all any different for college hockey than it is, maybe in junior hockey or going to the AHL?
Yeah, playing college hockey, it's one of a kind experience. Just having those students, your peers that you go to class with every day, in the stands, screaming and yelling, cheering you on every Friday, Saturday night, and, just to be able to, win not only for your teammates, but for your school. Like, you represent, I think, 5,000, we're just a pretty small school, 5,000 kids at the school, and to be such a, I don't want to say like a big man on campus, but like, hockey was the main sport at the University of Denver, so to be able to play for all these students and have all the great support that we have in the city of Denver come out and watch us and support us, and try and win those national championships is pretty cool, even though we never got to a national championship. We lost out in the national tournament every year. But it was an incredible experience, and I think it helped prepare me for the AHL mm-hmm. level as well, because it was just, it's a hard, hard fight every single night. You only play 36 games in the regular season in college, so, and you only play on Friday, Saturday night. So every night, everyone is going as hard as they can. It's hard hitting, fast paced, and just because you don't have many games, you don't have a lot of opportunity to not only show you got, but to win. You have to be able to get the tournament. You have to make sure you win, so you can't have many losses and still get into the tournament. So everyone brings their A-game every night. And so I think that helps me go to the AHL, because even though the AHL is a longer season, I think it's just, in the NHL, it's the same way. You need those 2 points every night to get the playoffs.
Right.
So being able to go from college to there and, battle every single night. And that's not only from college, but that's just who I am, to bring my effort every night and do whatever I can to help the team win every night.
Absolutely. So in 2011, there was this little event that happened in Minnesota called the NHL Draft, and the Montreal Canadiens selected you. You went in the top 100. You were drafted at 97. Did you attend the draft?
No, I stayed at home and I watched it with my family at the.
Okay, what was it? Did you have any indication of who might take you? Had your agent heard anything, or was it just kind of a crossing the fingers and hoping and waiting to see what was going to happen?
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't say I was for sure on who was going to take me. I've been talking to a lot of teams throughout my year in juniors, and then before the draft, I didn't go to the NHL combine, but Montreal had me come out to their mini combine they have before the draft.
Okay.
And so then I knew they were very interested from there. And funny story, when I went to that mini combine, it was like a day long, just off ice testing, on ice testing, and that was pretty much it.
Okay.
My flight got canceled, my connection in New York.
Oh no.
So then I had to fly out the next morning. I get there in the morning, my bag didn't show up. And I'm already like an hour late because my flight didn't get in because everything started in the morning. My hockey bag didn't show up. So then I get to the rink. I think I had maybe 20 minutes before I was supposed to be on the ice. And the equipment guys had to get me all brand new gear to get on the ice. I couldn't skate. I couldn't do anything. But
that's just
a funny story that my gear didn't show up. And I still had to paddle through it all, and all the off-ice and on-ice testing with random pieces of equipment I'd never worn before. But that was something they were really impressed with, and how I handled the situation and how they were still that hard.
Absolutely. But inside, you had to have been stressed.
Oh, yeah. I was freaking out. I didn't get much sleep the night before, so I'm like, oh, my flight got canceled. I'm already making a bad impression, even though it's out of my control. Like, what's going to happen? And then I was just so rushed, and like, what are they going to think of me? But, in the end, it obviously turned out well. So.
Well, it did, because the Canadians then drafted you. What was your reaction to hear your name get selected when the Montreal Canadiens had their pick?
It was a dream come true, just to be able to be drafted into the NHL. And, that was a dream as a little kid, and, that wasn't the end of the dream. That was just the beginning of the dream, and to be able to have that happen and be with my family, it was an unbelievable moment, and that we all shared together, which was great, and it was awesome.
It had to be special to have your whole family right there with you.
Yeah, it was great. We were all in the living room and the TV on. And I was on my laptop because not every pick is shown in the second day on TV. So then I was just refreshing the computer and saw it pop up. And, we were all pretty excited, very excited.
So growing up, of course, you really liked the Avalanche and whatnot, but what did it mean to know that you were going to be playing for an Original Six team and the Canadiens in particular?
It was a huge honor to be able to be drafted by them. You know, they're the most storied franchise, you know, in the NHL, and to them have, you know, to believe in me and think I have potential and want to draft me, it was incredible, and it was a huge honor to be able to be part of the Montreal Canadiens organization.
Can you remember back to your first development camp, what it was like to go to Brassard, knowing that the team had drafted you, you got to wear that sweater and really just get things started on your pro, you know, on the path to your pro career? Do you recall what that was like?
Yeah, I just remember being like a little kid in the candy store, you know, like just the amazing facility they have there and Brassard, and just being in the same locker room that all the NHL guys are in, and you know, practicing every day, being in the same facility, and then putting on that sweater for the first time, that was a pretty cool, surreal experience.
So talk to me then a little bit about what it was like once you went pro. You finished up your senior, after your senior year was done at Denver, you played with the Bulldogs for a few games, right?
Yeah, for 8 games.
What was that like the first time you took the ice with the Bulldogs?
I remember being very nervous. I got there the night before, and then I think the first day I was there, it was a game day. And so I went in for whatever, met with Joe and Fly, and you know, they went over pre-game skate with me and all the systems and everything, and there's just so much. They're like, we don't know if you're going to play tonight, whatever, we don't know yet. And then pre-game skate after pre-game skate, I remember Sly was like, you're in tonight. I'm like, awesome, I'm ready. And I just remember there's so much in my head with all the systems, because it's all different from Denver, but the one thing I just focused on was playing my game and my style and just shutting guys down and being physical out there and, you know, just helping my team. And then I was there for 3 weeks, played about 8 games, and, you know, it was a great learning experience for me, you know, to get my foot in right away and, you know, be able to learn and learn the systems and to be ready for my first year in St. John's.
Absolutely. Speaking of St. John's, what was it? Do you feel lucky that you got to spend 2 years in St. John's? So many players from other teams always tell us that they look forward to away games in St. John's because it was always one of their favorite places to play. What was it like for you getting to be there as home base there for 2 years?
It was an unbelievable experience playing there for 2 years. Just the city, it's such a cool historic city, and just being able to live right on the ocean, being from a landlocked state, I don't get to see the ocean very much, so being able to live right on the bay and look out and see all the big cargo ships and just the beauty of the province, I think, is incredible, with the rock cliffs and the snow and just everything. It was a great place to play, and then the people in the city, the support we got from the fans was incredible. It felt like the whole city was out there supporting us every single night, and you know, it was a great experience for 2 years there, and I'll always remember my time there.
Absolutely. You mentioned at the beginning, when we first started talking, you mentioned, you know, some ups and downs this past season. There was, you know, a stretch of time that maybe you weren't playing as often as you'd like to be. What does it take to keep your positivity and hard work going, even when maybe you're feeling frustrated or you're not playing as often as you'd like or things like that? How hard is that to stay focused and stay positive?
It was very hard to stay focused, but, you know, I talked to some guys who had experienced the same thing, whether it was an NHL level or the NHL level, not playing as often. And one of the main things they told me was just to stay positive and to believe in myself and just to, you know, keep working hard every single day and just, you know, anything can happen. And you know, and that was something that I had done, is to work hard every day, but just staying positive. Like, you know, it was hard, like, I'm not going to lie, watching from the stands, but I think that just motivated me even more to work even harder than I was, and just to to do whatever it takes, you know, to get back in the lineup. And then once I got back in, I didn't want to go back out. So I was playing with a big chip on my shoulder and, you know, doing whatever I could to help the team and whatever I could to help stay in the lineup.
And you were making a big impact once you came back in as well. So that paid off.
Yeah.
In the off season now, I would imagine you've already started to take on a pretty hard summer training schedule.
Yep. I think I took maybe a week and a half off before I went back to the gym. I was just so bored and I was just ready to get started. So I went back to the gym and got started right away with my strength coach here in Denver. He was my strength coach for 4 years in college, and I've worked with him ever summer since, and he's just unbelievable. He's helped my development, he's helped build me the way I am, and I will always train with him.
Yeah. Is there anything particular you're looking to improve over this summer, or just overall strength and just maintaining endurance?
Yeah, for sure. Always working on my conditioning, you know, making sure that's the best that it can always be and can always get better at that. And off the ice, just making sure I'm getting stronger, both lower body and upper body. You know, I can never be too strong. And the strength is, it translates to power, and that's one thing we've been working on. And we've been testing every week is power output. And he's got a great program for that. And, you know, we're already seeing lots of increase in that. So that's good. And then also just quick feet. I've been working a lot on quick feet. So I'm a bigger guy and have bigger feet. So that's one thing I've been working on a lot is my foot speed and my first three steps. And that's going to translate over to the ice as well and continue to work on my skating and those first couple strides on the ice, because it's a fast game now, and that'll help me improve on the ice as well.
Sure, absolutely. The one question I know that your fans are going to want to know is if we know yet where Josiah Didier is playing in the fall. And you may not be, if you have any whisperings, you might not be able to tell us, but is it just right now a waiting game while you're doing negotiations and things like that?
Yeah, it's just a waiting game right now. I'm not sure yet what's going to happen for next year.
No problem. Well, there are plenty of fans that we know of that are going to be anxiously awaiting to find out where that's going to be. Let me just kind of away from specific hockey things, let me just ask you this. What do you think hockey has really given you? It's been such a big part of your life for so long. What have you gotten out of it so far?
Just how to be a good teammate, I think. And I think that's not just within hockey, but in life as well. You know, you can't get through life by yourself. You know, you have to be surrounded by people that, you know, that have the same goal, that have, you know, the same lifestyle as you. And I think just being around teammates and just being together and working towards that common goal of, you know, winning championships as a team, I think that's going to translate over to life and outside of hockey. Just to be, whether it's in business where I'm going to be working with a team in business, it's going to be the same way. Just that teamwork and, you know, to work together and encourage each other and just do whatever it takes to, you know, succeed. And I think that's something I learned from hockey, that you can't do it on yourself. You have to do it as a team, and I think that's going to go into life.
You mentioned that, you know, it only took you a couple of weeks into the off season before you were itching to get back to work again. So this might be an obvious question, but do you still love the game as much as you did when you were five and you were remember picking up stick and playing?
Oh yeah, I love it even more. I can't wait for the season to start. I can't wait to know where I'm going to be. And just the training in the off season just makes me love it even more, you know, because I'm pushing myself towards that goal of making it to the NHL, which I'm still pursuing, and I want to pursue it as long as I can until I make it, and hopefully I can stay there and, you know, and play as long as I can.
Excellent. Well, Josiah, we really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us, and we certainly will keep our fingers crossed and wish you the best of luck for the summer.
Yeah,